I was always a kid, you know, loved fighting, loved the feeling of having a little fight in the playground. Always had loads of energy. And I was always wanting to box. Mum never let me box. Moving in with my dad, he let me box. And as soon as the boxing gym opened, I just started and got addicted to it.
Any particular boxer that inspired you?
Well, I used to watch quite a lot of Joe Calzaghe, Ricky Hatton, you know, when they were at their peak. So I was always watching them. And yeah, that's what sort of, yeah, it inspired me.
You didn't go in the usual route through into boxing career, but by the age of 20, you became the youngest boxer to win the English middleweight title in 2010. So, fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it was my biggest achievement to date, that was that back then. You know, going on license, turning pro when I was 18, and then winning an English title when I was 20, you know, was massive for me. But then the stuff I'd done further on after that, you know, was, I don't think I could do anything better than win the English title. I did, you know, so it's been a good journey.
Yeah, you certainly did do a lot better. 2015, got the British middleweight title and defended it a few times.
Yeah, you know, I was always the underdog going into fights, and I went in with John Ryder, who's a very good amateur. He had a very good amateur career, very, very good fighter. You know, gave Billy Joe Saunders a run for his money, and you know, I stopped him in the seventh round, but I felt really good. I was really confident in winning that fight. And yeah, that's when it all sort of kicked off for me, really.
Unfortunately, this year he had to retire from boxing after that, suffering that serious head injury, which was in the papers, in the media around the world. With your fight against Chris Eubank Jr., great disappointment for you.
Yeah, you know, it was good, and obviously I had so much more to show and you know, give to the public. But yeah, it's happened, it's happened. I'm positive, you know, you can't be negative things like that, because you always get a negative outcome. Yeah, no, I'm still involved in the boxing. I'm doing my pro trainer's license, so I'll be in the corner with the lads up in Cardiff for Gary Lockett. I'll take my brother, take him to his fight. So no, I'm still involved in the boxing in a big way.
Is that what you'll keep doing next, just carry on keeping involved with the boxing?
Yeah, I want to be with the lads, you know. I always said that as soon as I finished boxing, I wanted to stay out of boxing, because I've always had bad memories being skinned and just being depressed and stuff with the boxing. So I'd done it the hard way and I had to get through them tough stages. But you know, now I've got a different outlook on it, and I want to be there with all the lads. I want to be there for my brother, you know, and I can enjoy it more now, because I'm not, you know, in a training camp for 10 weeks and living like I'm in prison, you know, so I can enjoy it and be a boxing fan.
And so you've been visiting the Army boxing team here in Northshire Garrison at the boxing gym. You've been watching and working out with them. How have you been finding it? What have you been showing them?
You know, I was in a little bit of pad work with them. I was just talking to them about my past experiences, you know, at the end of the session, what happened to me, what to do, what not to do, getting to know the lads. And it was really good, you know, all the lads and the girls here were, you know, the spot on guys, they were a good partner. Really talented boxers as well, all of them. They've all got a special gift, you know, and they're lucky they've got such a good facility and good people around them, you know, to bring them on.
Yeah, there's certainly common leaps and bounds, because we've got a few representing England, representing Wales and that, which is fantastic for the Army boxing team.
No, definitely, you know, and I think they continue to keep on winning medals and going on to do bigger and better things, you know, and get a big name for themselves down there.
From seeing them today and questions they're asking you, that, what sort of one piece of advice would you then give to the boxers for their careers?
For the Army lads, I expect, I suppose, you know, the weekends, you know, if you got a fight coming up, don't go out and get drunk. You know, just be fully committed. When you're fighting, you're in training camp, that's all you're doing. You know, you're focusing. I know they probably are, but that's probably my best advice to them. Just stay committed. And then when you finish the fight, you can go out and enjoy yourself. Just stay committed and enjoy it. Easier said than done.